Little Feet has been around for 41 years. I talked to the guys about it, and yeah, 41 years. Maybe the Stones have a lead. I don't know, but as far as longevity, but we were trying to figure out how long collectively Paul Barrera and Fred Tackett had been in Little Feet together, but none of us could do the math, so we just know it's a long time they've been in there in the band and at various stages, and so these two guys are intimately involved with the band, and they've played all over the world doing their unique blend of folk blues and Dixie inflected funk boogie, country and jazz. And well, from what I've heard of this spared down acoustic set, duo of Paul Barrera and Fred Tackett, all of those elements are still intact in the music, only it's unplugged. Their music is eclectic, organic, and from the heart, and that makes it Tulsa music. And therefore, it gets the folk salad stamp of approval. Yeah. And before we bring them out, there's one big announcement, because we have we have a lot of Little Feet and fans in the audience, but today is the 22nd wedding anniversary of Bob and Meg Young. Would y'all stand up? And they are in the audience with their children, and they are huge Little Feet fans, so let's wish them a happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Bob and Meg. Let's give them a warm Tulsa welcome, Paul Barrera and Fred Tackett of Little Feet.
Well, who says she can't teach at home? chord that I wrote together. I was down at a graveyard hanging out in Arkansas. I saw a tombstone that said, John Smith, an honest man. So I went back to Hollywood and I saw Lowell and I said, hey man, honest man doing the best he can. And Lowell went home and like wrote these like cool lyrics. Somebody, can you tell me about the difference? One man to another, how come some people spend their time running down everybody around them? And their excuses, they think we're fools and we are useless. They don't know how to live.
Tell a lie, you know they know how to live and let live, and you get how to take. How's everybody feeling tonight?
The Grand Prairie model.
Mr. Sandman, you got this one.
Together again in 1987, I guess it was 86, mm-hmm. And we got Fred here to join up. He was out in the room with Billy Payne playing with Bob Seger, and we decided to have Mr. Craig Fuller join the band. And, So when Craig came over, he said, "Paul, do you remember that song we were writing back in 1978? I said, "No." It's tough to remember
the 70s.
Or the 60s. And there's part of the 80s. But in any event, we wrote this song and it wound up being the first single on the Let It Roll record. And the original way we did it is kind of like, it's more hillbilly than the way it wound up.
Yeah.
she was in the third grade, she said, "Daddy, will you come to school and play some songs?" And I said, "Sure, it'd be great. Sounds like a good time." Of course, as I was walking onto the school ground with my guitar in my hand, I thought, "Gee, I don't know Knick Knack Paddywhack." I know a lot of feet songs.
However, in India, wisdom. However,
drugs, sex. I don't know. Drugs. So, in any event, I decided I'd do sailor shoes and change one of the words to pecan tree. At the end of the performance, the teacher came up to me and she said, "I have that record." Thank you very much. Stand by the Mountain? We brought this one back yesterday. More on that later. Put on your sailing shoes.
Just bang with the horn.
First met Fred Jagger in 1972.
Maybe we'll get lucky.
Maybe I shouldn't introduce the song.
So, yeah, get on with it,
Fool yourself.
song during one of the many breakups of Little Feet. Little Feet broke up all the time. We come back from a tour and just say, "Hey, Gene." But I've been hanging out with this this really good folk singer, blues folk singer. Bright red hair, she's beautiful.
Bonnie.
She's a pop star now. I'm not mentioning any names. So I wrote this song for her, and I said, I wrote this song about us, about when we broke up and everything. She went, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, I think you should do it." She said, "Why doesn't Little Feet do it?" And I said, "Because I wrote it for you." She said, "Well, play it for Little Feet and then come back to me and talk to me." So I played it for Lowell, and he said, "That sucks." I swear to God. Just another reason we would break up. In any event, we finally wound up doing it, and Bonnie never did it. Linda Ronstadt did it. I don't know where that money is.
Been down.
And I said, Sam, there's no mention of that in the whole song. Either that particular movement or anything like it. He says, doesn't matter. He says, people will remember it. I said, that's good, but what do I tell Mom?
Thank you.
George, when he was playing with the Mothers of Invention, wrote the song. And Frank Zappa looked at it and said, "That sucks, Nate." Yeah, Coda, wouldn't it? He actually said, gee, that's a real nice song. Why don't you start your own band?
Pretty much idea.
Well, in any event, for the moms and dads that did bring their children. Well, if you're Feet fans, you've probably been playing it for them since they were little nippers anyway.
Yeah.
I know I played it for my kid. I kept saying, no, just say no. Remember what Nancy Reagan said. Anybody offers you one of them funny cigarettes, you just say no. It didn't work. We got this funny thing in California, though, you can get a license. My son, when he was 18, said, Dad, you need to get a license. I said, do you have a license to smoke? He said, oh, yeah. So then you can go to these shops and they sell it to you. I said, damn, that's a great country. The land of the free.
Here we go.
we're down there in Jamaica in March with Los Lobos.
Los Lobos in March?
In Jamaica. You know what our East LA is, right?
Yeah, man.
Jamaican national anthem, but you probably know it as Don't Bogart That Joint. Once again, moms and dads, I'm really sorry. Look at it as an education for them. In any event, we like to do this one and send it out to our dear departed buddy, Mr. Richie Hayward, because it was his band in 29 that did this song originally, and it got in that movie Easy Rider. This is probably why you heard it a million times. And it works really well in Jamaica, too. In any event, if you know it, please join in. Roll another one.
Thank you. Put the love right on me.
catch the cannonball. Gonna take me down tonight. My bag is singing, Lord, I never leave this time. To get it back to Miss Minnie, you know she's the only one who met me here with every gun for everyone.
Together down.
she ran away. Guess that guitar player took her place. She's always in it for the song.
Biggest trucks in town, round through
school. Actually, since we're here at the All Souls Church, I thought we'd do something apropos. Since we screwed it up already, leave you with one good thought.
I hit your best, I'm
right. Lay down, my brothers. Lay down and take your rest. Lay your head on your Savior. You know I love you, brother, but Jesus loves you best. Bid you good night,
good night,
good night,
good night,
good night. Good night.
Good night,
good night,
good night,
good night,
good night.